Prabhupada Ki Jai, Natakoti Vaishnavindi Ki Jai, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai, Prem Shri Gaur Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Dvaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudeva Gaur Bhaktivedanta Ki Jai, Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gaur Gopinath Shyamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhana Ki Jai, Vrindavan Dhamma Ki Jai, Mathura Dhamma Ki Jai, Navadvip Mayapur Dhamma Ki Jai, Jagannath Puri Dhamma Ki Jai, Gangamaya Jamuna Devi Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Tulsi Maharani Ki Jai, Samaveda Bhaktivedanta Ki Jai, Gaur Premananda Ki Jai, all glories to thee,
Hare Krishna.
All glories to thee,
Hare Krishna.
All glories to thee,
Hare Krishna.
All glories to Sri Guru and Guranga,
all glories to Sri Prabhupada.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pachanya Nibasana Swami Vadi Paskachyade Sitarana Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru and Vaishnavam Shcha Sri Rupam Sarvajatam Sagana Raghunatam Sam Samsajivam Sadvaitam Sarvadutam Parijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Deva Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Ramita Sri Rishakam Pitamshcha Panchakalpatrikascha Kusumhe Vitapatitanam Pavane Vyogaishnaya Namaha. No microphone, so please. January 15th, 2015, in Gita Nagari Bhagavad. Reading from Canto 3, Chapter 9, Brahma's Prayers for Creative Energy, Text 25.
Skanda 3, Bab 9, Ayat 25. Doa Brahma untuk tenaga menciptakan.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Sa Savada Prakaruna Bhagavan Viridha.
Sa Savada Karuna Bhagavan Viridha.
Smitena Nayanam Buruham Vrijimban
Prema Smitena Nayanam Buruham Vrijimban
Utaya Vishva Vijayaya Chano Vishadam
Utaya Vishva Vijayaya Chano Vishadam
Madhva Gira Panadhyatat Purusha Purana
Madhva Gira Panayatat Purusha Purana.
Please chant.
So Savadabra Karuno Bhagavan Vivritha.
So Savadabra Karuno Bhagavan Vivritha.
Smitena Nayanam Buruham Vijrimham.
Prema Smitena Nayanam Buruham Vijrimham.
Utaya Vishva Vijayaya Chano Vishadam.
Utaya Vishva Vijayaya Chano Vishadam.
Madhvya Gira Panayata Purusha Purana.
Madhvya Gira Panayata Purusha Purana.
Bhagavan Vivritha.
Sa
Adam Prakaruno Bhagavan Vivritha.
Prema Smita
He the Lord.
He the Lord.
Leo, Tuhan.
Leo, Tuhan.
Asau.
Asau.
That.
Yes.
Itu.
Itu.
Adabra.
Adabra.
Unlimited.
Tidak terhingga.
Tidak terhingga.
Karuna.
Karuna.
Merciful.
Penuh karunia.
Bhagavan.
Bhagavan.
The personality of Godhead.
Kepribadian Tuhan yang Maha Esa.
Vivridha.
Vivridha.
Excessive.
Berlebihan.
Berlebihan.
Prema.
Prema.
Love.
Cinta bhakti.
Cinta bhakti.
Smritena.
Smritena.
By smiling.
By smiling.
Dengan senyum.
Dengan senyum.
Nayana amburuham.
Nayana amburuham.
The lotus eyes.
Lotus eyes.
Punya mata seperti bunga padma.
Rajimban.
Rajimban.
By opening.
By opening.
Dengan membuka.
Dengan membuka.
Utaya.
Utaya.
For flourishing.
Untuk berkembang.
Untuk berkembang.
Vishva Vijayaya.
Vishva Vijayaya.
For glorifying the cosmic creation.
Untuk memuliakan ciptaan jagat.
Untuk memuliakan ciptaan jagat.
Cha.
Cha.
As also.
Sebagaimana pula.
Sebagaimana pula.
Naha.
Naha.
Our.
Our.
Milik kami.
Milik kami.
Visadam.
Visadam.
Dejection.
Dejection.
Rasa murung.
Rasa murung.
Madhya.
Madhya.
By sweet.
By sweet.
Melalui yang manis.
Melalui yang manis.
Gira.
Gira.
Words.
Words.
Kata-kata.
Kata-kata.
Apanayatat.
Apanayatat.
Let him kindly remove.
Let him kindly remove.
Semoga beliau menghilangkan.
Semoga beliau menghilangkan.
Purusha.
Purusha.
The Supreme.
The Supreme.
Yang Maha Kuasa.
Yang Maha Kuasa.
Puranaha.
Puranaha.
Oldest.
Oldest.
Yang tertua.
Yang tertua.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada.
Yeah.
The Lord, who is supreme and is the oldest of all, is unlimitedly merciful. I wish that he may smilingly bestow his benediction upon me by opening his lotus eyes. He can uplift the entire cosmic creation and remove our dejection by kindly speaking his directions.
Tuhan, Yang Maha Kuasa, dan yang paling tua dari semuanya, mempunyai karunia yang tidak terhingga. Semoga beliau dengan senyumnya memberi menganugerahkan berkat kepadaku dengan membuka matanya yang seindah daun bunga padma. Beliau dapat mengangkat seluruh ciptaan jagat dan menghilangkan rasa murung kami dengan bermurah hati menyampaikan arahannya.
Purport. The Lord is ever increasingly merciful upon the fallen souls of this material world. The whole cosmic manifestation is a chance for all to improve themselves in devotional service to the Lord, and everyone is meant for that purpose. The Lord expands himself into many personalities who are either self-expansions or separated expansions. The personalities of the individual souls are his separated expansions, whereas the self-expansions are the Lord himself. The self-expansions are predominators, and the separated expansions are predominated for reciprocation of transcendental bliss with the supreme form of bliss and knowledge. The liberated souls can join in this blissful reciprocation of predominator and predominated without materially concocted ideas. The typical example of such a transcendental exchange between the predominator and the predominated is the Lord's Rasa-lila with the gopis. The gopis are predominated expansions of the internal potency, and therefore the Lord's participation in the Rasa-lila dance is never to be considered like the mundane relationship of man and woman. It is rather the highest perfectional stage of the exchange of feelings between the Lord and the living entities. The Lord gives the fallen souls the chance for his highest perfection of life. Lord Brahma is entrusted with the management of the complete cosmic show, and therefore he prays that the Lord bestow his blessings upon him so that he may execute its purpose.
Penjelasan dari Srila Prabhupada.
Ya.
Tuhan mempunyai karunia yang semakin tidak terhingga pada para roh yang jatuh di dunia material ini. Seluruh manifestasi jagat adalah peluang untuk semua orang memperbaiki dirinya dalam pengabdian suci kepada Krishna, dan semua orang dimaksudkan untuk tujuan itu. Tuhan menjelmakan diri menjadi banyak kepribadian, baik penjelmaan pribadi maupun penjelmaan yang dipisahkan. Kepribadian roh-roh individu adalah penjelmaan-penjelmaan yang terpisah dari diri beliau, sedangkan penjelmaan pribadi adalah Tuhan sendiri. Penjelmaan-penjelmaan pribadi adalah penguasa, sedangkan penjelmaan yang dipisahkan dikuasai. Untuk membalas kebahagiaan rohani bersama bentuk tertinggi kebahagiaan dan pengetahuan, para insan yang sudah mencapai pembebasan dapat bergabung dalam balasan penuh kebahagiaan kedudukan antara yang menguasai dan yang dikuasai tanpa ide-ide yang dikarang secara material. Contoh biasa tentang pertukaran rohani antara yang menguasai dan yang dikuasai tersebut adalah rasa lila Krishna bersama para gopi. Para gopi adalah penjelmaan-penjelmaan yang dikuasai dari tenaga dalam, dan karena itu keikutsertaan Krishna dalam rasa lila tidak boleh dianggap seperti hubungan duniawi antara laki dan perempuan, melainkan kegiatan tersebut adalah tahap kesempurnaan tertinggi pertukaran perasaan antara Tuhan dan para makhluk hidup. Tuhan memberikan roh insan-insan jatuh peluang untuk mencapai kesempurnaan hidup tertinggi. Dewa Brahma dipercayakan tugas mengurusi seluruh perwujudan jagat raya, dan karena itu beliau berdoa, kiranya Tuhan menganugerahkan berkat kepadanya supaya beliau dapat melaksanakan tujuan tersebut.
So savadabra karuno bhagavan viridha prema smitena nayamam buruham vijimban utaya vishva vijayaya na chano vishadan madhya gira panayatat purusha purana. So here the Lord is described as the Purusha, the supreme predominator, the supreme male.
Krishna disebut Purusha atau penguasa,
and
atau
we are all the predominated.
Laki-laki.
So it is this principle
kita semua
against
dikuasai,
which the conditioned souls are rebelling. We don't
para
like the idea that the Lord is in charge.
Berontak melawan terhadap prinsip
that
ini.
He's kita the boss.
Suka bahwa Krishna adalah
that
boss.
He's the predominator. Nobody likes to have a boss.
Tidak ada yang suka
all
punya
over the
atasan
world. there is a rebellion against authority.
Seluruh dunia orang berontak
always
melawan
in
penguasa.
The material world.
Selalu
the demons are rebelling against
material,
the demigods,
para asura,
but especially on the earth in Kali Yuga. Everyone is rebelling against
di bumi,
the boss.
Di Kali Yuga, semua orang berontak melawan
all
penguasa.
Over the world, the kings have been thrown out and are being
seluruh
replaced
dunia, para raja
with democracy.
Diberhentikan, diusir.
Nobody wants some
diganti dengan demokrasi.
King anymore.
Tidak ada yang menginginkan ada raja lagi.
And the women say, why should we listen to the husbands?
Para wanita
and
bilang,
the children
kenapa
say,
kita harus mendengar
why should we listen to the parents?
Suaminya.
And this is happening
bilang,
more and more.
Kata-kata orang
even
tua.
In very traditional societies like
gitu.
Here.
Bahkan di dalam masyarakat
what to speak of in
apalagi
the more modern cities.
Kota-kota
it's really becoming a problem
modern,
that nobody wants to follow authority.
Besar, bahwa tidak
and
ada
of
yang
course,
mau mengikuti penguasa.
In this world,
di
the
dunia.
Authorities are not always so good.
Di dunia ini, penguasa juga
the
tidak selalu baik sekali.
They exploit the citizens,
mereka memeras
the men
tenaga,
exploit the women.
Warga.
The parents exploit the children. The employers exploit the employees.
Majikan memeras tenaga buruh.
So therefore, people are saying, why should I follow any authority?
Orang bilang,
and they
saya
may
harus
think that with God it is also like that.
Mereka pikir dengan Tuhan
and
memang
we have
begitu.
This deep rebellion
itu juga.
Against Krishna,
orang
thinking if I surrender to him,
mereka
he
pikir,
will simply exploit me.
Kalau saya menyerahkan
this
diri
is our experience
Krishna,
in this world, that if we completely surrender
kalau
to somebody,
kita menyerahkan it's not, diri sepenuhnya
it doesn't work very well.
Biasanya tidak jalan begitu baik.
Krishna is saying sarva dharman parichaya mam ekam saranam vraja. We hear this and we
kita
become
dengar ini
frightened.
Kita ketakutan.
How can I surrender everything
saya
to some person?
Menyerahkan
what about me?
Pada seseorang. Bagaimana
what will
tentang
happen
aku?
To me? And sometimes we are thinking also that because Krishna is the supreme authority, that therefore in our Krishna conscious society, everything should be very rigid under authority,
kita,
that everybody should just say,
ketat.
Yes, sir.
Penguasa, kemudian harus bilang,
and that
ya,
we
siap.
Give up our individuality.
Harus meninggalkan
that surrender means I have
kita.
No opinion. That surrender means I have no individual taste.
Tidak punya pendapat,
surrender
tidak
means
punya
I have
pribadi.
No talent. I have no ability.
Bakat, kemampuan.
So we have these two misconceptions.
Ada dua salah paham
we think
ini.
That the person who is the authority, God,
penguasa
that he is an exploiter. And we think that surrendering
kita.
Means I stop being an individual
pikir,
person.
Kalau saya sudah menyerahkan
that
diri,
I give
saya
up any individual
lagi.
Initiative
saya tidak
and
boleh
any individual opinion,
sendiri.
Any individual likes.
Dan
and
tidak
dislikes.
Boleh punya selera pribadi.
So here Srila Prabhupada is giving
Srila
what
Prabhupada
is the he says the word typical example.
Mengatakan contoh biasa.
Typical example by which we can understand
melalui
the relationship between Krishna and the jivas.
Hubungan antara Krishna dan para jiva.
Does anybody remember what Srila Prabhupada said here is the example?
Contoh mana yang diberikan di sini oleh Prabhupada di dalam penjelasan yang tadi? Ada yang bisa ingat? Dalam penjelasan yang tadi, contoh yang diberikan oleh Prabhupada, contoh apa? Krishna and the Gopis, yeah.
Krishna and the Gopis with what lila?
Dengan lila yang mana?
We cannot remember the purport. It was only 6 minutes ago we read this purport.
Kalian sudah lupa. Dapat
this was
merah.
Aduh.
In the Rasa Lila dance.
Tarian Rasa Lila.
So last night we had the dance, right?
Semalam kita saksikan tarian.
That is the example.
Itu contohnya.
That our relationship with Krishna is like a dance.
Contoh hubungan kita dengan Krishna seperti sebuah tarian.
So in the dance, there were many girls.
Di dalam tarian banyak gadis.
They kept their individuality.
Mereka tetap menjadi diri mereka masing-masing.
They did not lose their individuality.
Tidak kehilangan individualitasnya.
But when they're dancing together, it's very beautiful.
Kalau menari bersama-sama seperti itu sangat indah.
So we think about what does the Rasa Lila mean?
Kita memikirkan apa
you
makna
know, when
Rasa Lila.
Man and woman are dancing, one is leading and one is following.
Yang satu memimpin, yang
but
satu
still
mengikuti.
They are dancing together.
Namun mereka menari
and
bersama-sama.
Each has their own style.
Dan masing-masing punya gaya sendiri.
And of course in the Rasa Lila, each gopi is thinking, oh, Krishna is only dancing with me.
Tiap gopi berpikir,
and
Krishna
each
hanya
gopi is dancing in her own way.
Dan semua
some of the gopis they like to hold Krishna's shoulders.
Sendiri.
Some of the gopis they like to take Krishna's hand and put on her shoulder.
Krishna,
this is all described in the Bhagavatam. So they each have their different style. And when the acharyas comment on these different gopis, they will say, "Oh,
masing-masing gopi.
This must be Vishakha because she likes to dance like this.
Vishakha karena dia suka menari.
And this must
ini.
Be Padma because she likes to dance like this.
Dia suka menari
so the individuality
itu.
Is
jadi,
there.
Kepribadian
and
masing-masing
here it is
itu
saying
ada.
The Lord is increasingly merciful.
Krishna semakin
this is meaning he's giving more and more and more.
Berarti karunia beliau di
you could say, well, Krishna's taking everything. Give me everything, Krishna said.
Krishna, mungkin kita bilang Krishna
but Krishna's also giving everything.
Tapi Krishna juga menganugerahkan
so if I give Krishna everything,
kalau aku memberikan segala
and Krishna gives
Krishna,
me everything,
dan Krishna memberi segala sesuatu
who gets
padaku,
more?
Siapa yang dapat lebih banyak? Kalau aku memberi segala sesuatu pada Krishna dan Krishna memberi segala sesuatu pada saya, siapa yang dapat lebih banyak? We get more here.
So that is not exploitive.
Itu kan berarti Krishna tidak memeras tenaga kita, kan?
And Krishna likes our individuality.
Dan Krishna suka kepribadian
Krishna's
kita.
Krishna is fascinated by our individuality.
Krishna terpikat dengan
just
individualitas.
Just like some of us have more than one child.
Misalkan,
and the children are different.
Di antara kita yang punya anak
and we enjoy
satu.
That.
Dan anak itu kan berbeda.
Even if you have twins, they are not
meskipun
the same.
Kembar
you would not want
persis.
All of your children to be the same.
Kita menginginkan semua anak kita sama persis.
You relish their individuality.
Kita menikmati bahwa mereka itu berbeda.
So Krishna wants our offering of individuality.
Krishna menginginkan kita mempersembahkan
Krishna wants our opinions,
kita.
Our tastes,
menginginkan
our likes
pendapat
and dislikes,
kita dan selera
our particular
kita,
individual
suka,
talents.
Apa yang kita tidak suka.
When we give them to him,
apabila kita memberikannya kepada Krishna,
he gives them back.
Maka Krishna mengembalikan
enhanced,
kepada kita.
More beautiful.
Dengan semakin indah.
Okay? Not only this dance between Krishna and
bukan
the gopis.
Hanya tarian antara Krishna dan para gopi.
We think of Mahaprabhu serving
kita
prasadam.
Memikirkan Chaitanya Mahaprabhu memberikan.
So the devotees, of course,
prasadam.
We offer our food to the Lord.
Para gopi kita mempersembahkan makanan kita kepada Krishna.
But Lord Chaitanya is also serving the prasadam to the devotees.
Juga menghidangkan
and it said he was serving so much that on each plate he's putting as much as 10 people can eat.
Begitu banyak
so the devotees are saying to him, you better sit down and don't serve because
untuk
you are serving too much.
Sampai penyembah bilang,
and the Lord is giving back.
Dan makan.
Right? We are thinking, oh, Krishna is demanding all my food.
Kita pikir Krishna
but he is giving back so
kita.
Much, we cannot even take it.
Banyak, sampai kita tidak mampu then, memakannya.
When Lord Chaitanya was serving the food,
pada waktu
he was giving everybody exactly what they liked.
Semua orang
exactly what they
like.
Not that everybody got the same.
Selera semua orang tidak sama.
This means that in perfection of surrender, we still have our individual likes and dislikes.
Masing-masing
we have our individual tastes. And Lord Chaitanya knows, oh, this person, they like green vegetables.
Orang ini suka
this person, they like sweets.
Orang ini suka
but this person, they like bitter vegetables.
Orang lain suka pare.
Right? Just like we were eating lunch yesterday,
kemarin,
and they gave jackfruit. And I said, oh, very nice.
Bagikan
and Vikram says, oh,
sayur,
not very nice.
Sayur naka. Suka sekali. Cucunya tidak suka sama. Tidak mau makan.
So this is there in the spiritual world also.
Alam rohani
that
juga.
One person likes one thing and
satu
one person does not
ini,
like.
Satu orang
and Krishna enjoys like this.
Dan Krishna menikmati seperti itu.
So, like in this Rasalila, it's explained
ini.
Very nicely by Rupa Goswami
dijelaskan
in his book Ujwala Nilamani.
Rupa Goswami
he talks about 350 kinds of gopis.
Nilamani
and then he says, this is not
gopi.
The complete. There's thousands
itu masih
and
belum lengkap. Masih
each
ada banyak
kind is each individual is their own kind.
Masing-masing
and Krishna likes
sendiri.
Each kind.
Dan
just
Krishna
like
suka,
we know Radharani, she gets very angry with Krishna.
Radharani suka marah sama
very
Krishna.
Angry. I'm not going to see you anymore.
Saya tidak mau ketemu lagi.
And even Krishna falls at her feet
bahkan
and she says,
Krishna
no, take him away.
Bersujud.
Don't want to
Radharani.
See him.
Radharani bilang, bawalah dia pergi.
But then there's other gopis like Chandravali, and she doesn't do that.
Lain seperti Chandravali,
you know, she, if Krishna says, I'm sorry, she says, okay, no problem.
Kalau
and
Krishna
she says, oh, I'm, please
bilang,
forgive me, I was angry with you.
Maaf, aku marah padamu.
And Chandravali says, oh, that Radharani, she gets too angry with Krishna.
Bilang Radharani terlalu
and then Radharani says, oh, that Chandravali, she is too easy for Krishna.
Radharani bilang Chandravali
but Krishna loves
untuk Krishna.
Both of them.
Krishna loves both of them.
And Prabhupada says Krishna is embracing Radharani and he's also embracing the cows.
Prabhupada bilang Krishna
he also is loving the cows.
Juga memeluk
and
Radharani
every
juga
day
memeluk para sapi
Krishna
dan sayang
is touching every plant in Vrindavan.
Krishna sayang pada semua tanaman di Vrindavan.
Sanatan Goswami says that each cowherd boy is thinking
Sanatan
Krishna
Goswami
likes me the best.
Ber- mengatakan semuanya berpikir Krishna
and actually
paling sayang
it is
padaku.
True. Sanatan Goswami says Sanatan it's true.
Goswami.
Krishna has each cowherd boy is his favorite.
Krishna sayang, paling sayang pada setiap tiap
this
kembala
is
sapi.
The meaning of surrender.
Inilah makna penyerahan diri.
Krishna is not the exploiter.
Krishna bukan yang memeras tenaga.
Krishna is the giver.
Krishna adalah yang memberikan.
Surrender doesn't
kita.
Mean we give up our individuality.
Tidak berarti kita
surrender means that Krishna is enjoying our individuality.
Tapi Krishna menikmati sifat
we become
pribadi
more
kita masing-masing. Kita
the perfection
indah.
Of surrender is a dance.
Kesempurnaan penyerahan
the perfection
diri
of surrender is not a factory.
Itu,
penyerahan the perfection
diri tidak
of surrender
pabrik.
Is not a dictatorship.
Tidak berarti diktator.
The perfection of surrender is not
diri.
A bureaucracy.
Bukan birokrasi.
Prabhupada says, if you make a bureaucracy in ISKCON, everything is spoiled.
Kalau kalian bikin birokrasi di dalam ISKCON, segala
the perfection
sesuatu akan
of surrender is a dance.
Kesempurnaan penyerahan diri berarti
if we
tarian.
Want to think, what does it mean to be Krishna conscious? It
kita
means
berpikir,
a dance.
Apa artinya menjadi
so all during
Krishna.
The day,
artinya sebuah tarian.
We should be dancing with Krishna.
Kita harus setiap hari menari
of course,
bersama.
Not only the gopis are dancing.
Bukan hanya para gopi yang menari.
The cowherd boys also
para
are dancing.
Gembala sapi pun menari.
Even the older gopis,
gopi-gopi
they are saying, okay, little Krishna, you dance.
Lanjut usia.
So even the mothers and fathers of
Krishna,
they are dancing with
bahkan
Krishna.
Orang tua Krishna pun ikut
Srila Prabhupada says in the Krishna book, the whole world is full of Krishna's singing.
Dalam buku Krishna's
singing.
Oh, seluruh dunia penuh dengan nyanyian Krishna.
You know, every in the you study in science. Some of you are science teachers.
Science, yeah, pengetahuan.
So you know that in every atom there is the electron is moving.
Dalam tiap atom ada elektron.
And if it's moving, there is vibration, there is sound.
Dan dia bergerak, ada getaran.
So this sound is Krishna singing.
Suara ini adalah nyanyian Krishna.
Prabhupada says Krishna is dancing,
Prabhupada
and we should also be dancing. Krishna. But we should be dancing Krishna with Krishna,
semestinya
not with somebody else, not with Maya,
Krishna,
and not by ourselves.
Hmm.
So everything we do during the day should be in this mood. I am dancing with Krishna. When I am cooking, it's like I am dancing.
Bila mana aku masak, harus
I am dressing the deities, I am dancing
menari.
With Krishna.
Aku
I am teaching in the school, I am dancing with Krishna. I am planting the tapioca. I am dancing with Krishna because in every atom of the tapioca plant is Krishna's singing, and I can hear
Krishna.
There's Krishna's. Even you're driving your bicycle, your scooter.
Motor.
You are playing your volleyball. I am dancing. That is surrender.
Itulah penyerahan diri.
And that is Krishna consciousness.
Itulah kesadaran Krishna.
And then we will experience, even here in this material world,
kemudian di dunia material,
that we are not in the material.
Kita akan mengalami bahwa kita bukan di dunia
material. Prabhupada says in the 14th chapter of Krishna book that Maya exists only in the mind.
Krishna dikatakan bahwa Maya itu hanya ada di dalam pikiran kita sendiri.
When we change our consciousness, we are not in the material.
Mengubah kesadaran kita, kita tidak lagi di dunia material.
And then even here we will see, oh,
di sini pun kita akan melihat Krishna.
So thank you very much.
Terima kasih banyak.
Questions or comments?
Ada pertanyaan atau komentar? Ya, Prabhu.
Kok kita melakukan sesuatu kegiatan di dunia ini, ya selalu ingat dengan Krishna, kok sulit sekali gitu. Apa yang kita fokus kegiatan itu, kok itu aja. Ingat Krishna susah, kerja di ladang. Ingat itu aja gitu. Lah ingat Krishna.
Saying, it seems to be very difficult to do all of these activities in the material world while remembering Krishna. For example, being in the fields and so on, it's difficult to remember Krishna at that time.
What are you doing in the fields? Tell
me. Lakukan apa di ladang?
Yeah.
Describe something you are doing.
Coba diceritakan apa yang Prabhu lakukan.
Nanam jagung itu istilahnya.
Planting corn.
Malah ingat monyet tuh banyak.
You have monkeys here.
Banyak monyet.
Oh. Oh, that is very easy to think about, Krishna.
Oh, then
that is.
I asked him how many. He said he can't count the number of monkeys anymore. There's so many of them down in the forest.
Then it is so easy to think about Krishna.
Jadi mudah untuk ingat pada Krishna.
Krishna also had problems with monkeys.
Krishna juga punya masalah dengan monyet.
Just like Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yasoda. So you can think like this. Okay? Let's try. Why don't we try right now? Okay? So right now, imagine you are in the field.
Bayangkan kita berada di ladang.
You are planting your corn.
Lagi nanam jagung.
And your mind is saying, so many monkeys.
Pikiran kita mengatakan, monyetnya begitu banyak.
Oh, these monkeys. They will take my corn.
Akan mengambil jagungku.
And then I will not have any money.
Dan saya tidak akan dapat uang.
Oh, what will I do? And then immediately you think.
Kita kemudian berpikir.
So many monkeys.
Begitu banyak monyet.
They are taking all the butter.
Dan Krishna berpikir. Begitu banyak monyet yang mencuri mentega.
I will not have any butter to give Krishna.
Mentega untuk diberikan kepada Krishna.
How will Krishna eat?
Bagaimana Krishna bisa makan?
Not only are the monkeys coming and taking the butter.
Bukan hanya monyet yang datang mencuri.
Krishna is giving the butter to them.
Krishna sendiri yang membagikan mentega pada monyet.
I know who is giving the corn to the monkeys.
Siapa yang membagikan jagung pada para monyet.
It's Krishna.
Mungkin itu Krishna.
You naughty Krishna.
Oh.
You naughty, naughty Krishna. You naughty Krishna.
Kamu nakal.
I'm planting the corn.
Menanam jagung.
And when I have to go home to take care of something,
untuk ngurusi keluarga,
you are giving the corn to the monkeys.
Jagungnya dibagikan pada para monkeys.
Ah, you will have to be tied up.
Maka Krishna harus diikat.
Because this corn is this corn is also for you.
Jagung ini juga untukmu.
If you let the monkeys take all the corn,
mengizinkan monyet-monyet itu,
how am I going to use the corn for you?
Menggunakannya untukmu.
Come here, Krishna.
Sini, Krishna.
Where are you? And then you will be there for 2 hours. You will think it's only 5 minutes.
2 jam di sana menungguinya.
What do you think?
Bagaimana?
Prabhupada said we should be training the children like this.
Prabhupada bilang kita harus melatih anak-anak seperti ini.
That they should think, oh, Krishna is right here.
Berpikir Krishna ada di sini.
And while I am playing, Krishna is playing with
saya
you.
Bermain, sambil aku bermain, Krishna juga dekat aku.
Gaurakishor Das Babaji, he was talking like this.
Gaurakishor Das Babaji Maharaj bicara seperti itu.
Right? There was some goat eating the tulsi plant.
Ada kambing yang memakan pohon tulasi.
Saying, Krishna, why are you letting this goat come?
Dia bilang, Krishna, mengapa kau mengizinkan kambing ini datang dan makan pohon tulasi?
So you just practice like
that. Jadi kita melatih diri seperti ini.
So if you cannot do that,
kalau tidak, belum bisa melakukan
seperti itu. If you think that is too high for you,
kalau itu terlalu tinggi untuk kita,
so then you can say Krishna, he's the light of the sun.
Maka kita bisa berpikir Krishna adalah sinar matahari.
Meditate how this light of the sun is Krishna.
Sinar matahari adalah Krishna.
How wonderful light is.
Betapa ajaibnya sinar.
Light says to me, I am welcome. When we have a guest come, we put on the light to say, you are welcome.
Kalau tamu datang, kita nyalakan lampu. Lampu itu mengatakan.
We use light for festivals, for celebrations.
Gunakan lampu untuk perayaan.
Through light we get knowledge.
Pengetahuan kita mendapat.
So one day,
lampu,
one day you can meditate how Krishna is the light of the sun.
Hari kita bisa bermeditasi bahwa Krishna adalah sinar matahari.
Every day before you go to the field.
Tiap hari sebelum kita ke ladang.
You can look in the Bhagavad Gita.
Bisa melihat di dalam Bhagavad Gita.
And find one of the things that Krishna says, I am.
Dan temukan sesuatu yang Krishna mengatakan, aku adalah itu.
Krishna says, I am sending the rain.
Krishna mengatakan, aku yang mengirim
hujan. I send and I stop. I send the rain and I stop the rain.
Aku mengirim hujan dan aku juga menghentikan hujan.
You can meditate on that. Oh, now Krishna is turning on the faucet.
Pada itu. Krishna membuka keran.
And now he's turning on.
Krishna menutup keran.
And then Krishna says, I am the fragrance of the earth, the smell of
Krishna
the earth.
Krishna mengatakan, aku adalah wanginya bumi.
So the corn has a certain taste.
Jagung ada rasa tertentu.
How does it get this taste?
Bagaimana jagung bisa punya rasa itu?
That is Krishna.
Itu karena Krishna.
That smell of the corn, that is Krishna.
Wanginya dan rasanya jagung itu karena Krishna.
So you can meditate on that.
Harus bersemadi seperti itu.
And Krishna says, I am the ability in human beings.
Krishna bilang, aku adalah kemampuan yang ada pada manusia.
My ability to move my arms.
Kemampuan untuk menggerakkan lengan.
To move my legs.
Ataupun kaki.
To think.
Untuk berpikir.
To watch for the monkeys.
Untuk mewaspadai para monyet itu.
That is Krishna.
Itu Krishna.
Let's try doing that right now.
Coba kita lakukan sekarang.
So let's feel our ability.
Marilah kita rasakan kemampuan kita masing-masing.
We are all sitting up.
Kita semua duduk.
Can you feel your ability?
Tegak. Kita bisa merasakan kemampuan kita untuk duduk.
Krishna says, that is me.
Krishna mengatakan,
meditate how that is Krishna.
itu kemampuan kita adalah Krishna.
Then Krishna says, "I am the sound in the ether."
Krishna mengatakan, "Aku adalah suara di langit."
We are hearing the sounds of the insects.
Mendengarkan suara serangga.
The sound of the wind.
Juga suara angin.
Krishna says, "I am that sound."
Aku adalah suara itu.
So many examples.
Begitu banyak contoh.
Every day you can pick a different one.
Tiap hari kita bisa mengambil contoh yang berbeda.
Just take 2 minutes.
Hanya dua menit saja untuk
look in the, before you
contoh.
Go to the field.
Sebelum ke ladang, lihat Bhagavad Gita.
Look in the Bhagavad Gita. Yes, you knew what I was going to say before I was going to say. And you look. You what are the chapters in the Bhagavad Gita where you will find this?
Bab mana di mana kita bisa menemukan hal-hal seperti ini? Bab di dalam
which
bab
chapters?
Yang mana? Di mana Krishna mengatakan aku adalah ini, aku adalah ini? Di bab-bab yang mana? 10.
10? Okay. There's this one. So 10. What else?
Bab yang lain.
Not 11.
Yang bab berapa yang ada? Ya, Krishna bilang aku adalah ini, aku adalah itu.
Chapter 7.
7.
Chapter 9.
9.
Chapter 15.
Dan 15.
You just open one of those chapters.
Buka salah satu bab itu.
And you just find one thing.
Cari satu hal.
Of the senses, I am the mind.
Di antara indria, aku adalah pikiran.
You can meditate on that.
Merenungkan hal itu.
Either you can meditate on Krishna's
bisa
lila,
bermeditasi pada lila Krishna,
or you can meditate on Krishna in the world.
Atau bisa bermeditasi pada Krishna di dunia.
And this we have to practice.
Kita harus melatih diri untuk itu.
Not think, oh, maybe by luck it will happen.
Bukan kita berpikir mungkin aku beruntung akan terjadi.
And if the first day you can meditate like this only for 3-4 minutes, very good.
Hari pertama kita bisa merenungkan seperti ini selama 3 menit saja itu sudah bagus.
Oh, today I remembered Krishna for 3 minutes in the cornfield.
Saya ingat Krishna selama 3 menit di.
And next day try. Next day try for 4 minutes.
Besok usahakan 4 menit.
It's okay?
Okay.
We are making a book to help with this.
Sedang menulis buku untuk membantu dalam hal ini.
How to meditate on Krishna in the world.
Bagaimana cara bermeditasi pada Krishna di dunia.
So when we are finished, maybe we can translate to Indonesian.
Ya, mungkin kalau sudah selesai, bisa diterjemahkan dalam bahasa Indonesia.
Anything else?
Ada lagi? Prabu.
Bagaimana caranya agar perbuatan yang terbuka bisa mengalami naik sama satu perbuatan itu berapa kita?
Tolong diulangi, Prabu, ada suara.
Bagaimana caranya agar segala perbuatan yang kita lakukan itu kita akan ke naik sama di mana perbuatan itu kita bisa segala perbuatan kita.
How can we direct our activities towards nice karma or activities which we can offer to Krishna?
Are you talking about the external activities or the consciousness or both? Lahiriya
atau kesadaran kita?
Contoh.
Ya misalnya saya kan sedang melakukan pekerjaan, saya mengajar berapa, pada itu kita masih pokoknya selalu konsentrasi kepada si Krishna dan sebagainya. Mengelola perbuatan terhadap kita kita kepada nama kita, meskipun bukan di dalam GMB, tapi kita masih selalu melakukan.
Oh yeah, he's talking about like for example when he teaches outside, how can he direct that activity so that it can be offered to Krishna. Are they teaching outside in a school outside?
Okay. So I suggest
saya usulkan
that you Every day, read in the Bhagavad Gita,
baca Bhagavad Gita,
chapter 12,
bab 12,
text 13 through 20.
Loka 13 sampai 20.
It will take you two minutes.
Sekitar 2 menit untuk membaca.
You can just read in the translation.
Baca terjemahannya saja.
In Indonesia.
Dalam bahasa Indonesia.
And before you start your work, you can read that.
Sebelum mulai bekerja.
Or if another alternative.
Atau pilihan lain.
Is if you have the translation in Indonesian. Of Srila Prabhupada's prayers when he came to America.
Terjemahan dalam bahasa Indonesia doa Prabhupada waktu beliau tiba di Amerika. Ada di buku lagu Vaishnava.
When I was working in a government school, I worked in a government school for 1 year as a
pemerintah selama 1 tahun
headmaster.
Di Amerika, sebagai kepala sekolah.
I used to every day say Prabhupada's prayer when he came to America.
Hari saya membacakan doa itu.
I do not know why you have brought me to this terrible place.
Kau membawaku ke tempat yang mengerikan ini.
Full of passion and ignorance.
Penuh dengan rasa.
But you must have some business here.
Tapi kau pasti punya urusan di sini.
So if I have come to dance, you make me dance as you like.
Kalau aku sudah datang ke sini untuk menari, buatkanlah aku menari untukmu.
And then those verses in the Bhagavad Gita.
Dan ayat-ayat tersebut dalam Bhagavad Gita.
Chapter 12.
Bab 12.
Text 13 through
20. 13 sampai 20.
These are the verses where Krishna says, "This
Ini
is how to please me."
Ayat-ayat di mana Krishna mengatakan bagaimana cara memuaskan diriku.
It is not easy.
Tidak mudah.
But this you can do any place.
Tapi bisa dilakukan di mana saja.
To be kind to everyone.
Bermurah hati pada semua orang.
To not see friend and enemy.
Jangan melihat kawan dan musuh.
To be equipoised in all situations.
Bersikap merata dalam segala keadaan.
And then even if they don't know you're a devotee.
Sehingga walaupun mereka belum tahu bahwa kita ini penyembah.
Then they will be purified by your association.
Namun mereka akan disucikan melalui pergaulan dengan kita.
You know what is a spy, a secret agent?
Tahu maksudnya mata-mata.
You all know what is a secret agent? Yeah. Everybody knows?
Agen rahasia, mata-mata. Tahu ya.
Yes,
intelligent.
Yeah. Maybe you saw some movie of some secret agent?
Mungkin pernah lihat film mata-mata.
So would you like to be a secret agent?
Mau menjadi mata-mata?
So that is what we are doing.
Itu sebenarnya yang kita lakukan.
So who are the enemy countries of Indonesia? Who are your enemies?
Doesn't have any.
No enemies.
No.
Do you have any spies in other countries?
No, they.
Nobody.
No.
What about China?
China is a good friend of Indonesia.
China is a good friend. What about Russia then?
Russia also.
Russia is a good friend. Do they like America or they don't like
America?
Yeah,
they like America.
Everybody likes Indonesia. You have no enemies. What about Korea, North Korea?
We even have an embassy in North Korea.
You have an embassy in North Korea.
Yeah. Indonesia's foreign policy is zero enemies.
Zero. Oh, nice country. But I'm sure you have some spies, yes? You must have an intelligence agency.
Well, that's mostly like inside the country.
Inside the country. Yeah. Ah, your enemies are all internal.
Yeah.
Do you have any intelligence agency outside the country?
I'm not aware that they have. I mean, you know, they keep an eye on what's going on, but I don't think they have like a
spy
CIA
network
or whatever.
Oh, that's very interesting. So the spies, they have a secret mission.
Mata-mata kan punya misi khusus, misi rahasia.
But they have a, what we call a cover, where they have a regular job.
Tapi mereka punya pekerjaan biasa untuk menutupi kegiatan mereka.
So the job we have in this world is just our cover.
Kita di dunia ini seperti samaran kita, kan?
But our real job is working for Krishna's company.
Kita yang sesungguhnya adalah bekerja untuk kesarahan Krishna.
See, you don't work for that school.
Kita Prabhu tidak bekerja untuk sekolah itu.
They are not really taking care of you.
Bukan mereka lah yang mengurusi.
Krishna is taking care.
Tapi Krishna yang mengurusi.
He's maintaining.
Krishna yang memelihara Prabhu.
You think I am here on Krishna's business?
Saya berada di sini untuk Ini atas misi Krishna sebenarnya.
And his business is spreading love of God.
Dan urusan Krishna berarti menyebarluaskan cinta bhakti kepada Krishna.
And that you can do even just by your character.
Itu by,
by your character.
Oh, melalui watak kita, kita bisa mengajar pada orang lain.
Is that okay?
Itu okay.
Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna, sorry.